It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on your 106.3.
It is 7:50.
We are going to have another hot Tuesday. It's going to be around 90 this afternoon. No rain, though. You just stick around to the end of the week. It'll feel like fall, I promise.
All right, so we're calling this Tough Love with Siri Tuesdays because we got an email from
Brent.
We love Siri so much because she tells us what we need to hear, really, not what we want to hear.
Yeah.
And Brent has got himself in a bit of a pickle.
It's a lot of a pickle.
And he needs advice from Siri. Let's go ahead and read that email.
Okay. The subject of the email was, "Hey, Mandy, I'm in big trouble here." So, of course.
I love it.
He said, "My wife's birthday was Sunday, and I totally forgot about it." He said, "We both had a really busy weekend, and I completely spaced. We've been married for 10 years, and this has never happened. What do I do? She didn't bring it up or say anything." Which, Brent, that's bad news.
Yeah.
He said, "I didn't even realize it until I saw on Facebook the next day." Hello. He said, "I didn't see it until Facebook the next day when everyone was wishing her a happy birthday."
Oh, no.
On Facebook.
Oh, my.
He said, "What?" Can't say that. "What the bleep do I do here?"
Okay.
Thanks.
So what are your options?
Brent
wants to know what his options are. So let's ask Siri.
Can you run?
he probably
is that
should.
An option?
He's definitely in a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that. But then again, I've been with my husband for 13 years, and we don't really necessarily exchange gifts. So it's, to me, it's not that big of a deal. But
I don't know if Siri is married, but let's see what she has to say.
All right, Siri. So what are Brent's options when it comes to forgetting his wife's birthday?
This one is easy. If you forget your wife's birthday, you should just fake your own death.
Oh.
Nailed it. Next question. I am kidding. There is no easy fix for this situation. You are going to be in a lot of You have two options. First, just be honest. Shower her with gifts and accept being in trouble for a while. Second, you could throw her a surprise party now and then. Tell her you threw the party after her birthday because you really wanted her to be surprised. Tell her that she is too smart to have a surprise party on her actual birthday. It might confuse her just enough to where she won't be mad at you.
That's actually pretty good advice.
That's like solid advice.
I know. Normally she's like angry and she like gives the opposite, but that's actually pretty good.
There you go.
Hopefully, Brent, that helps you out. Keep us updated and let us know if she's like really, really mad or if she bought the
this is
surprise
work,
party.
Though.
Actually, I think that would work.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.